Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Yeah, give another big hand clap to the worship team, please. Hallelujah. They did a fabulous job, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, glory to God. So we thank Juliana for having led us, amen. And we thank Albert for having brought a second keyboard, amen. Yeah, so we thank God for that, hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God, amen. The last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we've been studying or learning or reminding ourselves what we believe in. Amen. We are believers, isn't it? We are believers. And that's why we decided to study about the Nicene Creed, you remember? And then we found out that day that actually Joseph Prince, the great preacher, was in Germany to celebrate the 500th anniversary of what? The Reformation. When Martin Luther did what he did, the beginning of it. You remember? Amen. Now, that day is supposed to be 31st, really, but they began to celebrate it on the 1st of October. And that is the day when we went through or we studied the Nicene Creed. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Very often, God refuses to give us dreams, but he still leads us by his what? With spirit. If you don't get dreams, you know, like me, I rarely get dreams these days. Amen. If you don't see visions like me, I've never seen a vision. Joseph wants to believe that I've seen, but I don't know that I saw. Amen. But I've never seen a vision. I've never. Amen. For those of you who want to get disappointed that that pastor is not as deep as I thought, those are yours. But I've never seen a what? A vision. I've never. Amen. However, like all of you, I am led by the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. I am led by the what? The Spirit of God. Glory be to God. Amen. And that is, I hope I won't discourage some of you. You know, the greatest relationship between human beings, you know, a friend, a husband and wife, you know, friends and friends. The greatest level of communication is when somehow, like when somehow I can just know what Jera is thinking or what she's going through. When I don't have to be given a phone call. You know, that is the what? You know, so dreams are not the greatest, you understand? Visions are not the greatest. Audible voices are not the greatest. What you are experiencing every day, but you don't know that it is God, it is actually the greatest. You understand? The inner witness. Amen? Hallelujah. However, God wants you to also dream dreams. You understand? He also wants you to at least see one vision, at least, really. Really, Sam, really. From my discernment, from my inner witness, you know, I feel like you are above 30. You know, haven't had a dream, haven't had a vision. But above 30, not even one. Meanwhile, you're staying with someone who's what? Anyway, so we are led by the what? By the Spirit, Amen. I shared with you on the word for the week. that I was fasting. Yeah? I did a 24-day fast, and the end of it was on Sunday. Okay, Sunday. And I was asking God about some things. Yeah? You know, eh? Now, on Monday, you know, now all through the fast, I was waiting for a powerful dream, man. God to address the things I was what? Praying about, fasting about. 24 days, nothing. Hallelujah. But the fast was of God. Remember, he told, yeah, I decided 24 days because it had been revealed to me in a certain dream about 24 attacks that were coming. I hope none of you got scared by that. But if you're a Christian and you're moving in the will of God and you don't get attacks, or the devil doesn't plot for you, then you are, I was going to say you're useless in the kingdom, but I won't say that. You know, and the devil has no case against you, really, By the way, in that dream, I was also shown where those things were going to originate from. Hallelujah. I was shown the person. Hallelujah. But God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anyway, so I was waiting for a dream. So I thought maybe it would come on the last day of the fast, Sunday morning, so that I can come Sunday to preach and I allow me a dream. Zero. So I go back, I sleep, I'm like, okay, since the first time, maybe now Sunday or Monday morning. You know, nothing. Glory be to God. Amen. Then at around 10:30, I was somewhere. Then somehow I was going ready to listen to something, a message. Then man, the Lord allowed me. He said that I spoke to you yesterday. You know, I spoke to you in the service. When you are preaching, you should have listened to yourself also. Good, I spoke to you yesterday. You know, that I am faithful, or that you're praying about. You are not late, you are on schedule, and I will fulfill what I promised. Glory be to God. Then I got to know that even the sermon now was from heaven. Glory be to God. Again, being led by what? By the Spirit. Hallelujah. Being led by what? By the Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. And it was so amazing how on the last day of the 24 days, that's when, the God he speaks, you know, meaning that those 24 days were actually ordained by God. He speaks on the last day. You understand? And the 24 days were against something that was being what? Plotted. That was going to come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, don't get scared by, even if it had come, still you'd have grown stronger or you'd have left LAT, you know. However, most humans would have left because generally Christians in this generation, we have gotten so conditioned to just being on emotional highs, You know, we just move from one valley, from one mountain to another, just, you know, we just, you know, things that excite, see, you know, hallelujah, amen. But we need to be stable, Glory be to God, amen. When you go through a season where there's no excitement, there's no, you understand, learn how to be steady, how to be strong in the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. So all those things which I haven't told you that I was inquiring, about, they will come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. They will do what? Like Abraham, he got a child. The son came. The nations came. The multitudes. And you're part of that what? Of that multitude. You are a part of it. The land, they got it. In the days of Joshua, then Solomon and David, they inhabited the entire land that was promised to Abraham. Amen. Then things happened. They fell into sin. They lost the land. To this day, Israel does not occupy all the land that was promised to their father Abraham, our father. But a day is coming when that will happen. A day is coming when Jesus is going to come and reign physically on the earth. And in that day, you know, Israel will occupy all that land. Amen? And the capital city of the world, you know, but there is a one world order coming. Amen? Most of you know about the evil one. The new world order that is coming. But all that, you know, the devil is just trying to counterfeit the real one. You know, Amen? There is a one world order coming and it's going to be ruled not by the Antichrist, but by Jesus. You know, this new world order that is the only thing that is being talked about now. It's just a counterfeit, preempting, you know, The real one is coming. Amen? And there will be one capital city. And a city of the world, and it will be in Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, God, for some reason, which I don't know, maybe he will tell me tomorrow at 10:30, he wants us to continue along that theme of his faithfulness. Amen? God is faithful, and he wants you to believe him. He wants you to have faith in him. Amen? He wants you to have what? Faith in him. Mike Murdock. Do you know Mike Murdock? How many know him? The Wisdom Keys guy. Mike Murdock says that God's only obsession is to be believed. You know, the scriptures say that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You understand? So when you have faith, you please God. Mike says that God's only obsession is to be believed. Hallelujah. Is to be what? Believed. You know, I don't know if it is his only obsession, but you understand the point. Amen? God wants you to believe him. The Bible says in James chapter 2, 23, that Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Then it adds and says, Abraham was called the friend of God. Amen? There is no way anyone can ever become a friend of God when you haven't passed through a process of believing him. Amen? Amen? I read this scripture last week. I was amazed. You see, it started with believing God. Then sometime later, after I guess a series of tests, a series of things you have to believe God for, okay, then he became a friend of God. Okay? So that's why there's a lot of truth in the statement that God's only obsession is to be believed. Glory be to God. So God wants you to believe him. He wants you to know that everything he promised you will come to pass. Hallelujah. It will do what? It will come to pass. Hallelujah. So, last week, yes, we talked about, you know, the faithful God and Abraham. Today we're going to talk about the faithful God and David. Hallelujah. David, King David. Glory be to God. Once upon a time, David, was in bliss. He had rested from all his enemies. And he had built a house, a wonderful house. And then, you know, it crossed his mind that he's staying in this beautiful house. Yet the ark, which had the presence of God, was dwelling under tents. So he wanted to build God a house. So he called the prophet, Nathan. He told him about it. Then Nathan said that you go ahead, do it, build a house. Amen? Then at night, God alarmed Nathan. At night, I think it was a dream. And the Bible says a vision. It could have been a vision in sleep. But anyway, at night, God appeared to Nathan and told him, no, you can tell David it's not him. Hallelujah. Now that also means that sometimes prophets also can what? Miss it. Prophets can do what? Miss it. Nathan had given Katwa to David. Hallelujah. And there is no prophet who has never given, who doesn't have a record like Nathan. You understand? There is none. There is none. Eh? Paul, you have also, I'm sure, when you judge yourself, you are here, man. I told you, I'm telling you, these things happen. Eh? We are humans. Eh? Glory be to God. We are what? Absolutely, you know. Yeah. So, Nathan comes to David and he tells him what the Lord had said. Amen. So, 2 Samuel chapter 7, from verse 10, we shall read some of the things, the promises God gave David. And you know them. You're deep guys. But this is just, this is what God wants us to talk about. From verse 10, Nathan tells David, among other things, he tells him that God says, I will appoint a place for my people Israel. I'll do what? I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. And do what? Move no more. Amen? History says they have moved several times. Isn't it? So that means that this promise has never been totally fulfilled. Glory be to God. Then he says, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore as previously. Eh? The sons of what? Wickedness. Eh? Shall not oppress them anymore. Amen? I'm sure even just today, probably there's a bomb that has been thrown in. What? You understand? So this promise hasn't yet been fulfilled. Hallelujah. Huh? The sons of wickedness are still what? Have you seen it? Sons of what? Wickedness. Now this is where now I might not finish my scriptures. When I said these things. Sons of what? Wicked. Now some of you support the sons of wickedness. Hallelujah. Because you think you went to Berkeley, you went to, you know the laws of the UN, regional cooperation, you know those things, that nonsense. You know how, you're supporting sons of what? Wickedness. So what are you? Glory be to God. Don't you think you're a son of what? Or a daughter of wickedness? But you're a child of God, but at the same time, you are wicked. So you see, you can be what? A child of God, but you're also a son, a child of wickedness. Glory be to God. You're supporting the oppressors. The oppressors of what? Of Israel. Anyway, then verse 11 says, so he says that the sons of wickedness shall not oppress them anymore as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused them to rest from all their enemies. Then he says, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. Amen? David already had a house of cedar, a beautiful house. So he wasn't, God wasn't talking about a physical, structure. He was talking about a system of rulership. Amen? Where there won't be term limits. You understand? Where there won't be age limit. A house, this house is a dynasty. A dynasty means where the rulers are from one family. You understand? One family. Glory be to God. One family. The father goes, then the son. Then the son goes, then the son. You have no elections. And God says, I will do what? I will make you a house. A dynasty. Hallelujah. By the way, Well, for quite some time, I've begun to fear myself. You remember, a few weeks ago, I talked about that dream about Richard Kajimu had, about walk to work. How God actually showed him in a dream in those days that actually the police was right to stop Bessie from walking, because Bessie was reading something in the air. Now, little did I know, when I left here, as my custom is every morning, I went to read headlines. I rarely buy papers, because there's little in papers. So, but I always read what? Headlines. I go to some car place, headlines, all of them, you know. Headlines, just headlines. Because the paper is there, you understand? So just headlines. Anyway, Monitor, Observer, you know. So then I saw, basically, I think the previous day had announced that Tuesday, the coming Tuesday, something similar to walk to work. Then I was like, oh, so could it mean, from what I shared, could it mean that actually this thing is not of God? You understand? But I'm not saying anything, but I was like, you know. Anyway, so a what? Yeah, no age what? No age limits, no term limits, a dynasty. Amen? By the way, who of you has an opinion from heaven, about this age limit thing? Does any of you have? I know you all have opinions. And most of you, I think 99% of you, you are all on some side. But who has an opinion? Who has gone to God and asked him, God, Chichi, you know? Does any... Man, these things, God could be, you know, Hallelujah. God doesn't have to be on your side. All you have to do is to get on God's side. You understand? In anything, by the way, in anything. Amen. Now, this age limit thing, I don't, for some reason, God hasn't given me a direct, revelation of this thing. Right now, what I have, I just those things, inner witness. You know, when I'm like, I guess I should stop over shout, you know. You understand? Man, no one. No, if you're there and you had a dream, you know, you tell us. You have. So why don't you go and ask God instead of supporting Bobby Wine? This guy is a Satanist. A proper one. Proper 311. All those things he says, Abantu, Babuli Joe, he doesn't mean it. You can't be a Satanist and you love people. You can't. You know, all those things they just do. Abantu Babuli Joe, Katiowawa, you know, Emily Moore, the youth, what, you understand? All those things, he doesn't believe them. You can't be a Satanist and you love people. You can't. Because the devil hates people. He wants all of them to go to hell. So you can't be a Satanist and they say, yes, yeah, man, the gay. You understand? Amen. He is 8-1-3-1-1. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll make you what? A house. So what verse is that? That is verse 11. Then verse 12, he says, when your days are fulfilled, and you rest with your fathers, you die, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. Okay? This was partially fulfilled in Solomon. You know Solomon? Okay? You know, and by this time, by the Solomon, you've read, he wasn't yet born. Okay? And Solomon came from the wrong woman. No, these are the mysteries. The mysteries of God. Hallelujah. The mysteries of what? You know, a promised child. You understand? How we came, man, the beginning of it, now those are mysteries. Mysteries. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can't put God in a box. You can't what? You can't put God in a box of term limits, age limits. You can't, man. Amen? But I'm not saying God's will is for those things to be removed. Eh? You know, eh? I don't know, eh? Amen? Maybe I know and God is there, but I told you. You're waiting for a powerful dream. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he tells him he will do what? He will do what? We finish the house. You know? Yeah. A child from your own body. Okay? A seed. And I will establish his kingdom. Verse 13. He says, he shall build a house for my name. Okay? And that house was built. Okay? That house was of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the sight of all nations. You remember? Okay? Then he says, I'll establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Amen? Forever. Now, we're talking about promises. We're talking about the faithfulness of God. Amen? So, you all know this thing, establishing the throne of David's seed, establishing the throne of his kingdom forever. You know, it has never been fulfilled. You understand? Right now, Israel does not have a king. Israel just has a political leader who is elected. Does Israel have an age limit? Does it have term limits? Hmm? Do you know you don't know? You say, yeah. Anyway, forever, you know, all those guys are just what? Political leaders elected. The people like you, then they elect. Then they don't like you, Gawe. You know, you can see it's not really God. You know, it's God, okay, but not really God. Hallelujah. So this hasn't been what? Fulfilled forever. So it means that even the son he was talking about, you know, it wasn't really Solomon. You understand, eh? Because Solomon died. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 14, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blood of the sons of men. Who will do this? Hmm? You're reading your Bibles. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blood. Now that word, blood. With the blood. Of what? Of the sons of men. God, you know, he said he will do that. Hallelujah. You know? Chasten him. And by the way, God still does those things today. Hallelujah. God still does what? Those things today. Hmm? Some of you have experienced this, and you didn't know, man, that it was God. Amen. And you thought it was what? The devil. You were like, no, the grace of God. All my sins were on the cross, what? You know. But it's Father chastening what? A son. But using what? The rod of men and the blows of the sons of men. Do you know what a blow is? A blow. Hmm? Katumba Wamala. That is a blow. They hammer you and you fly. You're blown. You know, the blow blows you. Not just the things about blow. And God say, I will do it to your son, who is my son. Glory be to God. Amen? God uses, he still does these things and uses people. Hmm? For Christians, again, God even uses, you know, people are not born again. Yeah? The church, his church, he can even use the world. God using the world to put saints into the church. These things happen, guys. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember Jonah? Huh? Jonah, God tells him to do something. Okay? Go there. Jonah takes off. You know, Amen? Then, you know, he's on a ship, sleeping. A storm man comes. Now tell me, who sent that storm? Some guy is disobeying God, some guy is not doing the will of the Father. And he's sleeping. Huh? You know, guys are going to die, you know. Then, now, heathens, the guys who were in that ship were heathens. They were not Jews. You understand? They had some other gods. You know, if you read the story, they're the ones who woke up Jonah. Jonah, a prophet of God. A prophet of God was woken up by witch doctors. All people were practicing witchcraft. You understand? These guys were not believers in God. You read the story. They're the ones who woke up a prophet of God. Hallelujah. Amen? So you see the things God can use. The world. God uses the world to what? Wake up the church. You know, but then you can go so off, and God has to use the world. Either Kaihura or whoever. You know, always system, an evil system. But God uses it to get you man back on track. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You saw, Nathan had given poison, a prophet of God. So prophets, sometimes they can be wrong, Okay? Now we also see another prophet, Jonah. Someone said that Jonah had the greatest anointing for evangelism, revival. The guy went to a city, to a country, and the whole country got into a fast. You tell me who has ever done that since then. Jonah, greatest anointing for revival. However, at a certain point, he wasn't in the will of God. A prophet, not in the will of God. Hallelujah. And God had to use unbelievers to wake him up. You understand? And to actually throw him in the sea. Glory be to God. Okay? So God says, I will what? If he commits iniquity, I'll chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows. That word, man. Blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not be taken, shall not depart from him as I took it from Saul, whom I removed, you know, from before you. Okay? Saul was rejected, but God said, now for you, David, and your line, it is a dynasty forever. So I will chasten, you know, Chiboko blows, but I won't, you know, end this, you know, like I ended it with who? We saw. Glory be to God. And then he says, and your house, verse 16, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. You understand? Your throne shall be established forever. Glory be to God. Okay? The promises God gave to David. Amen. What we want to establish, these 2 weeks, last week and this week, is that God is faithful. God is faithful, okay? And he wants you to believe him. He wants you to be like Sarah. The Bible says Sarah, you know, by faith, okay, she received strength to conceive because she judged him faithful. Now God wants you to judge him what? Faithful. Amen. Now, after Nathan had told David this, I was amazed when I read this chapter. In verse 28, David responded with faith. Verse 28 of the chapter, he says, David says, your words are true. You know, eh? Now that depicts someone who believes God. He said, your words are true. Amen? This same narrative is found in 1 Chronicles 17, eh? Okay? And in verse 27, David said, you have blessed it, eh? O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. You know, eh? This is a man who believed God. Glory be to God. Now God wants you to be what? Like David, eh? Like Abraham, like Sarah, like Pastor Moses. Hallelujah. Amen? Hey, by the way, over the years, man, if there are guys who have, to an extent, believed God, I'm on that list. I'm on that what? I'm on that list. I'm telling the truth. I remember years ago, I had left a certain job. Actually, my contract had ended. But even before it ended, God showed me another job that I was going to get. Now, do you know how long that job took to come? I think it was like, 2 or 3 years. Now, you would meet me there and you'd see, man, this generation of lazy young men. Tebaga la cola. You know, meanwhile, I have glory be to God. And in all that time, man, God provided miraculously. Hallelujah. When, man, things get tight, then as, man, your strength is, waning, then a dream comes, a powerful dream. When God says, yes, it's coming, you understand? You haven't done anything wrong. It's coming. So you think it is next month. Woo, 5 months. Yeah, you guys. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have a job, but, being stupid people, began to send me to tell my wife I'm lazy. Your husband, we give him, tell him to buy new vision. There's a job about, what did he study? We saw a job like that, let him buy that paper. Stupid people, man. Glory be to God. Amen. But prior to that, I had worked with God again, other things. So I knew, as long as God tells me you are on track, it's not about you. I just know there's something God is building in me. That's why now I can preach about the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Now, in one of those days, when man, believing then I remembered, I saw a guy, I dreamt, I was in a bookstore. Then some guy I know, a friend of mine, enters the bookstore and is looking for a book on faith. He's looking for a book on what? On faith. Then in the dream, I told him, you're looking for a book on faith. You don't have to get the book. Look at me. And the dream ended. Glory be to God. Amen. You understand? Can you imagine such a... Now, Tuali Namulim, things that... You understand? Then God even shows you that now you are the faith textbook. If someone needs to know faith, let them take you out. Hallelujah. Now, again, that was just, to encourage me. Now, you would think since God now is saying, man, you're the textbook of faith, you would think now God is going to allow me a job... Zero. You understand? This is why I feel sorry for this generation whereby it is just hype, emotional highs, Man, glory be to God. This is like 2010, 2011. Hallelujah. Then I remember when that season was ending, I think God said, yeah, this guy's done well. I had a dream when we were going to enter a certain place, and Abraham was the one to tell people now line up. We are entering. Abraham, line up. And God said, "Yeah, it had to be Abraham because he's the father of faith." You understand? So he said, now because of your faith, what now? It's now time to now enter into the promised land, to enter your promises. Glory be to God. And he had to use Abraham because I'm a serious guy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you don't believe I'm serious, those are yours. God will send you a dream and he tells you, don't buy any textbook on faith. Any book on faith. Just look at that guy. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah. So you've read that. Now, let's turn to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Psalm 89 kind of repeats what God promised David. Okay? But, you know, this guy, Ethan, you know, who wrote it, says, but God, you promised this, but now look. It's in the total opposite of what you promised. Like, most of you, most of us, going through things, the total opposite of what God what? Promised. Hallelujah. Total opposite. Amen. Now, Psalm 89 from verse 19. 89 verse 19. He says, then you, Lord, okay? Then you, Lord, spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor shall the sons of wickedness afflict him. Like I said, we haven't yet seen this. Okay? Verse 23. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand. Let's first talk about this horn. His horn shall be what? Exalted. I was told of some guys basically who don't believe the Bible. Muslims, you know, those things, those contests people have. Market days, Muslims and what? And crazy guys are doing, who went astray, you know, Okay? So apparently a Muslim, say these guys, you know, the guy read a scripture which has horn. Say, oh, balava, bajira mayembe. It's there in their Bible. Look. Banabalokhole, bali mayembe, horn. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which verse are we on? 25. Also, I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. This means that what God is going to give David is going to be more than Israel, the nation. You understand? He's going to have influence beyond Israel. Hallelujah. Then verse 26, he shall cry to me, you're my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Okay? Then I also heard that again, Muslims, say, you see what they say, that God is their rock. Then apparently the guy got a stone. You see these guys, their God is a stone. I'm telling you, they argue. That's why you can't argue with a Muslim. They just twist, you know. No, the guy has finished you on a horn. Then he takes you on a rock. Now what do you do? You know, you can even look stupid before you what? He gives it, but it's really, actually, you guys, man, rocks. Horns, my aim. Hallelujah. You see? So he shall cry to me, you're my God. You're my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Continue. Verse 27. He says, also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever. My covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Kind of the same thing, eh? We read in second what? Samuel, eh? Okay? His seed I will make to endure forever. Okay? In Israel right now, I don't know if there's anyone who has evidence that they are the seed of David. You know, most of these guys were scattered over the nations. Right now, they don't know their tribes. They don't know. They just know they are Jewish. And it stops on that. But here God said, your seed I will make to endure forever. Hallelujah. Okay? And this throne as the days of heaven. There is no throne in Israel right now. It is just a political thing. Amen? But a throne is coming. Glory be to God. Then, we go back to the blows. Verse 30, if his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Verse 33, this is where things get interesting. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant, God is speaking to you, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. God will not lie to you. His seed shall endure forever. His throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. This is God who swears it. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. He said this to David. He's saying that to you concerning his promises. You understand? He says, my covenant I will not break. You know, they say, I will not allow my faithfulness to fail. You know, his faithfulness, say, I won't allow it to fail. Glory be to God. You see, you guys, I always tell you, God is not like human beings. Hallelujah. God is not like human beings who say today yes, then tomorrow sorry. You know those things. They even don't say sorry, they just shut up. Until you find them 1 year later. They say, man, did that time, man, sorry. You know, 1 year later. As long as he doesn't meet you, no apologies. It's only when he meets you, then say, man, your money, I remember your money. I'm still working on it. 1 year later, your money. I'm still thinking about those things. Amen? God is serious about what he told you. Just like with David. Glory be to God. His covenant, he will not break, nor will he alter what came out of his lips. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Over the years, I have seen promises of God coming to pass. You guys just don't know who you're dealing with. That's why the other guy was told, don't buy a textbook on faith. Amen. You understand? See that guy. God say that guy. Hallelujah. Amen? Some of you are waiting for a powerful book on financial prosperity. God is saying for now it is not coming. It is that guy's book. You even see, they given me, it was given to me as a gift. You remember? That dream, where I got what? I got what? Most of you remember shoes. I was expecting that. But shoes are not the only thing. Who's saying wisdom? Now, really. That dream didn't have wisdom. No, it was my father. Someone who looked like my father. Okay? So in that dream, I was given specs. Okay, I was given a book. Yeah? The financial prosperity book God in a dream gave me as a gift. Now, if that book was hopeless, useless, God wouldn't have used it as a gift. You understand? So that shows how man, that book is powerful in heaven. In the spirit. Glory be to God. But I've also, man, contributed some things to the kingdom. Isn't that so good to know, that you've contributed something to the kingdom? I'm telling you the truth. When I think about, I've also, man, contributed to the kingdom. Amen? You know, you should also do what God has told you to do, Because whenever you do what God has told you to do, you're contributing something to the kingdom. Now my books now being God giving it as gifts in dreams. Now that is serious. Amen? Then I was given specs. Then I was given a Bible. The most important thing, a Bible. Then I was given what?
Shoes.
No, not shoes. Second-hand shoes. Second, you have to emphasize that. Second-hand shoes. With a label, a name. Hallelujah. To this day, none of you has gone to ask God, God, what, which name, you know, who lost shoes, and you have given them to what? To? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't have Lugambo, God will tell you. God will tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. But I guess right now, God just wants you to first believe that guy. First believe him, what he's telling you, that I am faithful. Hallelujah. We stopped on verse what? 37. Okay? So, here are the promises. But then now the guy starts to tell God the contradiction. He tells him, verse 38, but you have cast off. Yeah? You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. Now he's lying. God hasn't renounced. Just because things are not happening, the promises are not coming together, you're not seeing them, doesn't mean that God has renounced. You understand? God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. You understand? God hasn't renounced. This guy was lying. Hallelujah. So you're not the first liar, There have been guys who lived in Bible days and even who contributed to the Bible, but, you know, lies. Hallelujah. Then he said, you have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Yet you said it will be forever. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He's a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword and have not sustained him in the battle. You have made his glory cease and cast his throne down to the ground. He's complaining about this thing. Contradictions, man. God, you said this, but now look. God, you have forgotten me. You have renounced your covenant. And God said, but who told you? Who told you? Hallelujah. You know, who told you? Then God gives you a dream. You know, so I say, go to LAT. I want you to join LAT. Because he knows why you're in LAT. You're going to find one of the guys who has the testimony that God is faithful. Hallelujah. By the way, I began to fear myself. Sometime last week, I was telling God, hey God, it's been a long time since you sent someone to LAT by a dream. God didn't have to send you here by a dream. You just, in a witness, you understand? But a dream, I was like, hey God, it's been a long time. Is, you know, send someone, you know, who say, man, I dreamt when God is saying, come to LAT. Okay? Just so, say. I wasn't praying deep in tongue. God said, you know, you don't waste, you know, prayer like that in tongues. Send someone to LAT. No, really, those things. And in tongues, time should be for 3 years. So I said, hey, but God, it's been long, you know. Now, a few days later, some guy, I was with you, I was somewhere with you and some people, someone. Then someone showed me a dream they had had that morning. Okay? In this dream, in this dream, it started, then things were happening, then I was supposed, I had a group of people, some guys, and were supposed to form a formation of sorts, a formation of, you know what, So I got people, then they began, then this guy I got to join, you know, the formation, and the guy jumped, man, he just stood. And the formation was not going to be made unless the guy joins. You understand, Okay? You know, So you could see from that dream, God was alarming a certain guy. Allowing a certain guy that, by the way, do you know where you're supposed to be? Glory be, a certain guy. Hallelujah. Now, the way I saw, and I could be wrong, but that might be the final call. Again, these are just my thoughts. You've read Kenneth Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. People now answer yes. Because they know what happened on Thursday. Anyway, but there's a chapter there, or a paragraph, where God was giving his final call to America. It's entitled America's Last Call, or Final Call. As in, if they jam, if they were, like at that time, if they jammed that calling, to do what God has told them, then God is going to be now finished. And by the way, in real life, you know, God gives final callings, final call. I'm telling you for the last time. You know, and man, those things are scary. When I hear those things, man, I get to fear. I'm like, God, I hope I'm not in any of those things where you're like, Moses, final call, okay? After this, I'm not talking about that subject again. But those things are scary. And when you get to know them, you walk in a balanced way with God. Final call. Those things happen in relationships, guy, boy, why? You those things, final call. You know I've told you you're supposed to be with so-and-so. I'm giving you the final call. After this, I'm closing this chapter, and I'll never talk about that subject again. Those things are scary. Very, very scary. Very, very scary. So anyway, I began to think that this guy, I think God is what? Giving him the final call. You know, Amen? By the way, you're here, you're like 60 what? But you're not supposed to be only 60. The people God has been called, you know, But that pastor of Moses, what is great about him? How can I be under him? But really, 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 really God also, you see? Really, really. We know all his suits. You know, we know all his shoes. But you don't know all my shoes. If you knew all my shoes, you would know the other shoe. Glory be to God. You don't. Hallelujah. You don't know my shoes. Okay? There is... again, it's just see where I just said now, God has put someone in a corner. You know, final call, you know. You know... Then, someone in this church, they are here. One time they had a dream, a few months ago, they had a dream. When God was telling somebody, some lady, that now, because great work, you know. However, I want you in LAT. You have work in LAT. Now, in this dream, God even gave someone's birth date to this person. Now, when God really wants you to know that I'm very serious and this is not a fake dream, a birth date, the year they were born, the month they were born, the day they were born. You know, someone came and told me that dream I told him, but I mean, I have nothing to do with those things. Those are yours. Go and tell the person, you be I'm with, you know. For me, I'm not in your things. You understand? Months have come and months have gone. You know, I tell people, again, I think some of the things that have, those dreams, the series that came to me like a month ago, and when you hear of all these things, like one of the things right now in this season that I'm really like meditating upon, which it's amazing, you can't judge faithfulness, you can't judge obedience by activity. I'm telling you, you can't. You can't judge how Pastor Moses is faithful, is obedient, by how many times I'm preaching all the time, say, wow. You understand? I could be here, I'm doing this, when God is like, I told him that I am, you know, what he's doing here, all the stuff, those are his. You understand? It doesn't count in heaven. I told him another work he's supposed to be doing. Can't even be here, meaning for me, you sing activity, what? And you say, wow. Who knows the role model, God said, no. Just a role model of disobedience. But because most of you humans, you don't know my heart. You don't know what I think about that person. Never think they're scary. You know, But that guy really, because now, as long as I'm with Prophet Elvis, you know, if I'm with Prophet Elvis, then everything. Now there, what am I going to get? I mean, you God, you compare Elvis and Moses. God, you really, really even knew, you see. And God is like, those are yours. I told you there's work to be done somewhere, and that's, you know, And people say, no, God. By the way, you're laughing, but these things are very sad. This wind man, every time I meet him, you cannot judge obedience, faithfulness, closeness with God by activity, by what people are doing. By what people, even if someone is the greatest in the crowd. Now, like they say, Zoe right now is like, I don't know, any thousands. You cannot judge faithfulness and obedience to God. If, let's say, Jean is, let's say she's, what? Whatever in Zoe, like the greatest of something, You cannot, unless you can't really know, whether she, what? She's doing the right thing for God. Because God will be telling her, that one, I told her to go to Ginger. You know, You know, on Tuesday she's not supposed to be there. You understand? Now, so for you, you think simply because someone is a servant in the greatest thing in the city, therefore it means. And God is like, those are yours. And you're going to meet me on the judgment seat. We're going to face each other. Then you see how everything was just wasted. You know, nothing, nonsense, rubbish, crap. Been having to be serious. Hallelujah. God's promises to who? To David. Where are we? Okay, but, so you see, the guy quotes the promises. Then he says, but God, the contradiction, the thing is in ruins. Hallelujah. But God is like, no, you wait, I'm working on it. Amos chapter 9, verse 13, verse 11, it says, God says, on that day, there's a day coming, He says, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. Okay? And I will repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. This is like an answer to the contradictions. Ethan, the guy who wrote Psalm 89, which he addressed. And God says, a day is coming. Do you understand? A day is coming when I will raise up the tabernacle, the house of David. Okay? Which has fallen down. Yes, I know things don't appear like what I promised, but you wait. You understand? Okay? I will raise it up. Okay? And I will repair its damages. I will raise it up. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of what? Of old. Why? Because God is faithful. But I'm speaking to you, that God is faithful. This David thing is supposed to teach you or to remind you that God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is what? Very faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 24 and 25. God says, David, a day is coming. David, my servant, shall be king over them. David is coming back. Amen? He shall be king over them. And they shall all have one shepherd. One shepherd, David. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Then they shall dwell in that land that I have given to Jacob my servant, where your fathers dwelt. And they shall dwell there, they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their what? Their prince. Glory be to God. God is what? Faithful. He's committed. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 33. Gabriel comes to Mary. You know that story. The Christmas story. It says, the angel, Gabriel, said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. Hallelujah. God is all these years watching over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. Okay? He says, I will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. You know? And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Amen? Of his kingdom, there what? There will be no end. You know, Jesus coming to the earth, one of the things is to fulfill a promise God gave David. You know, Is to do what? A promise God gave who? David. Hallelujah. And God will fulfill every promise he gave you. Are you listening to me? You guys, God is faithful. His obsession, his number one obsession is to be believed. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen? God gave a promise to David, and now he's following it up, you know, the coming of Jesus. Now, Jesus is not here, is he? Yes, he is, and no. Amen? However, because Jesus was born, and you know Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus will never die. So now that means that since God has raised up now someone who cannot die, who will never die, Jesus, it means the moment he comes and sits on that throne, it will be forever. Because for him, he won't die. You understand? And he won't disobey God and things go wrong and then again, you know, understand? Because Jesus, you know, he's God. He's the Son of God. He's God. So he cannot do anything wrong that will ever mess up, you know, that kingdom, that throne. Glory be to God. Lastly, as we end, Isaiah chapter 9 from verse 6. Isaiah prophetically saw Jesus being born. And he said in verse 6, Isaiah 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever." Then he adds this thing: "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Hallelujah. He says the zeal of the Lord will do what? Do you understand when he says that my zeal is going to do the thing? The zeal, it means he's going to focus all his energy on this thing, and it will have to happen. Whether humans don't want it, God says, my zeal. Do you understand? And that is exactly what he's saying about you. His zeal, all he wants you to do is to judge him as faithful. Never forget that. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Years ago, man, when this church, before it started, there was a dream that came. You know, before it started, I'm telling you, before it started, when God saying that the future of this church, this is what I'm going to do. But a dream of some lady I didn't know. She just came to me in Zoe. Dr. Moses, I had this dream. I don't know what it means. She gave it to me. Then one day, I kept like for 2 days. As I knew there was something to this dream. Then God told me, one day, man, I'm at my office, the chief. I'm getting up. Then all of a sudden, in an instant, the interpretation came. Say, this church that you're going to start in a few months, this is what I'm going to do with it. Then he told me a certain people he was going to round up. Like, you understand? Into the, you know, Then one time I'm praying. Prayer house. Tinder. Okay? Just praying for nothing. Nothing really. I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm like, I have to pray in the tongues for 2 hours. Then when they are gone, I'll go. Just praying. Nothing. Then all of a sudden, a scripture arose within my spirit. A scripture. I was shocked. Then I read it up. Then it was that scripture where Caiaphas was telling some guys that this Jesus guy, it is better for one man to die than the whole nation. Then there's something there where he says that, and I will gather, people who are scattered. Then God told me, I gave you a dream through someone. Now I have even added a scripture. Then he told me, watch and see. I'm going to do it. I'm quoting a scripture. I was shocked. Then later, things happened. Then I was, praying about this. Hey God, I think I messed you up. That was the day Honest came to this church. Sunday morning. She came to me, she told me, this is my first time here. This morning I had a dream. She had never been here. I had a dream. Okay? Then I had a dream. Then she tells me the dream. Then God was like, I'm responding to what has been concerning you, what you've been thinking about. Where he's like, no, you're on schedule. You haven't messed me up. I told you I'm going to do the thing. In her dream, which even doesn't know what it means. She only knew her part. I want you in LAT. Okay? And before she came, a certain lady had sent me a dream. a lady, you remember, that she's the same lady who dreamt about two preachers, prosperity, who preachers. One man for me, God was like, well, great. And then for this guy, blood, God's heart bleeding. You know, that same lady, she sent me a dream when she saw me praying about something, and then she saw a hand from heaven coming and touching me and saying that all is well. You have not messed me up, and that promise has to come to pass because I am faithful. Amen? Years have come, years have gone, nothing. Hallelujah. But God is like, but Moses, we have walked together. I'm faithful. You know me. So this thing, you just continue doing what I told you to do. You know me. Your job right now is to tell people that I am faithful. And I have told you. Glory to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.